It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, we just talked about that ballot initiative in Ohio where voters rejected the idea of lower drug prices through state law. Healthcare was also on the ballot in Maine on Election Day, and by a nearly 20-point margin, Mainers voted yes to expand Medicaid. This makes Maine the first state to expand Medicaid with a ballot initiative. State lawmakers in Maine have tried to expand Medicaid under the ACA before, six times, in fact, only to face a veto by Republican Governor Paul LePage every single time. But after Tuesday's yes vote, Governor LePage is still not backing down. He threatened not to enforce the expansion, even though it would bring health coverage to an estimated 80,000 people in Maine. Sarah Gideon is the Speaker of the Maine House of Representatives. She represents Maine's 48th District, and she's been part of a bipartisan push to expand Medicaid in her state. Madam Speaker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got a pretty big victory at the ballot box here. Close to 60% of Mainers want to expand Medicaid.
That's right. It was a really significant day and a day for celebration for many Mainers, because what people said at the ballot box is, we want access to healthcare. Not only do we want it for ourselves, but we want to make sure that our fellow Mainers have it also.
So Mainers voted for this, Madam Speaker, but this fight doesn't appear to be over. The governor, as I mentioned, says he won't implement this policy unless you and the legislature find a way to pay for it. And right now, your state budgeters say that means $54 million from the state. You get another $500 million from Washington. How are you going to do this?
This is really a battle that we have been fighting for years since Medicaid expansion became available for states. What the governor basically is saying is, I'm going to obstruct this at every turn. Now, by saying that we have to fund it, well, of course we have to fund it. And that will always be a bipartisan exercise. The way we look at things right now as we head into 2018 is that sometime towards the latter part of the year, we will need to have funding in place for that. Before we even get to that point, the governor and his administration need to start the implementation process, and we are going to make sure that they do, whether it's by legislative action or from people outside the legislature.
Aren't there enough Republicans in the Senate and in your legislature to block that funding? I mean, essentially giving Paul LePage the excuse that he needs to stand in your way here?
Well, I think that's what we're going to have to determine. And, you know, what's a little bit different, obviously, I guess, about this circumstance is that this time it was passed at the ballot box with a very clear, significant majority of people saying they want to do it. But the other significant thing here is that it is primarily people who live in rural areas who tend to be the uninsured people who will actually benefit under MainCare. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is that these are people who tend to be represented by the very Republicans who have voted against Medicaid in the past. And what we hope is that they will end up really impacting how Republicans vote on this in terms of funding in an election year.
So, Speaker Gideon, where do you think then your political leverage will be if this winds up in a fight with the governor and it goes back to the legislature? Is the pressure on Republican lawmakers to free up the money, or do you think at long last Paul LePage is going to bow to public pressure in a way that he never has before?
Realistically, I think that Paul LePage will go as far as he can with this to not have Medicaid expansion happen while he is governor. That being said, I think it will really be up to the legislature and Republicans in the legislature and people who have bowed to his pressure to instead listen to what their constituents have said and bow to the pressure of what is right for Maine people.
Maine votes to expand Medicaid, but the fight is far from over. Sarah Gideon, Speaker of the House in Maine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.